Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
To find out what's really going on behind the music, sometimes you have to dig deep. I'm Dr. Mike, and on the new season of Going There, we're doing just that.
Art or music can be your escape and your therapy.
Going There is the podcast at the crossroads of music and mental health, where we have raw, meaningful conversations with artists like Noah Kahan, Julian Baker, Jason Isbell, Youngblood, The Head and the Heart, and Bishop Briggs.
I recently heard someone describe grief as glitter, where you'll clean it up and then you'll find little pieces.
By opening ourselves up to these real discussions about mental health, we can foster understanding and gain even greater appreciation for the music we all love.
For me, like, my favorite songs give me happy tears.
So join me and some of your favorite artists on the new season of Going There with Dr. Mike, brought to you by Sound Mind Live and the Consequence Podcast Network. Subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Hey, welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith With. It's the interview series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org, Consequence, and the Consequence Podcast Network. Thanks for making your way here for checking out the episode. I do hope you're subscribed to the series. You can do that anywhere you're listening from, including Spotify, Apple Podcast, NPR, WFPK.org, Consequence, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcast from. You can subscribe to Kyle Meredith With, and please do give the series a rating, leave a review while you're at it. We've had some great guests here lately. Lizzie Hale, lead singer of Hailstorm, dropped by. Wayne Coyne of the Flaming Lips. The cast of Alien Earth, out now on FX, including Timothy Olyphant, Sidney Chandler, David Rizdahl, and director Noah Hawley as well. We talked with Mark Mothersbaugh and Gerald Casale from Devo. Black Eyed Peas were here, DJ Shadow, Genndy Tartakovsky, the legendary animator behind Dexter's Laboratory, Samurai Jack, Star Wars Clone Wars, Primal. We talked with Amy Berg, her film It's Never Over, Jeff Buckley, now out. They Might Be Giants also dropped by. That's just an example of what you get when you subscribe to the Kyle Meredith With podcast. That's me, Kyle Meredith, today talking with Sabrina Impacciatore. The Italian actress has been stealing scenes for decades, but U.S. audiences probably know her best as the chain-smoking, no-nonsense hotel manager Valentina from The White Lotus Season 2. It's a role that earned her an Emmy nomination, made her the patron saint of deadpan eye rolls. Before that, she'd built a career on Italian cinema and TV, known for playing quirky, fiery, often unpredictable characters. She's also a longtime theater actor, stand-up comedian, meaning her resume runs from prestige drama to sketch comedy without breaking a sweat. basically the rare performer who can pivot from high art to slapstick while still managing to look like she's judging you the whole time. And we get all of that in her new character on The Paper. This is the spinoff of The Office, the new sequel series. And Sabrina and I are going to dig into the pressure of stepping into one of TV's most beloved universes. She'll tell me about the shaky nerves of table reads and how her character, Esmeralda, was born out of survival instincts and innocence. Sabrina is also going to share the wild story of how she accidentally convinced the showrunners to make her do The Worm without knowing it was an 80s breakdance move, the bloody knees that followed, and how her comedy and tragedy fuel her acting choices. All that and more as we talk about The Paper, out now on Peacock. It's Kyle Meredith with Sabrina Impacciatore.
Ciao, Kyle. How are you?
I'm great. It's a pleasure to meet you and to congratulate you on what a fantastic first season here of The Paper.
Wow. Thank you so much. That's the best way to start.
Like, I got to watch the episodes, and it really is like, I'm sure you understand the weight some people are putting on to this. I mean, when you have a spinoff of one of the most beloved shows in history, it's like, can they do it? And I got to tell you, it's been such a pleasure watching you all pull this off.
Oh my God. That's the best thing you could tell ever. You could say ever. Because you can imagine how anxious I was, how scared I'm still, because it's still unreal. And you should have seen me during the table reads. You know that every week, every Tuesday, there was a table read. And the script was arriving in that right moment on the table. And I had to read in front of 100 people. And my legs under the table were shaking like this. And most of the time, I had no idea what was going on because of the language. Oh, wow. I didn't understand what was going on. Oh my God, it was terrible. It was terrifying. But then I can't believe I made it somehow.
Well, that's even more impressive because when you were saying that, I'm thinking of some of my favorite bits from this season. Like the body switch auditions with your son when you're up there shaking, you know, from being struck by lightning, and the mad dance moves that you had in the catfish episode. Like,
my God, you watched this? Allora, can I tell you a story about you? I didn't watch the show, so I have no idea about the show. So because I'm the worst enemy of myself, I had just to say a line. The line was, "And I'm going to do the worm while you girls look at me." That was just a line. But because I'm a stupid person, I went to Greg and Michael and I said, "Guys, why don't we shoot the worm?" I didn't have an idea what was that. I thought a worm, maybe it's just something like
this. Oh, no.
They said, "What a great idea. Let's shoot the worm." And then I understood that a worm is a breakdance move from the 80s. And so, because I had to shoot the day after, I had no idea how to shoot it. They called the choreographer to teach me how to do the worm. It was the biggest disaster of my life. For 1 hour trying to do the worm, I couldn't. All night long, I did the worm in my bed with tutorial on YouTube, and I didn't sleep. I was the worm all night long. The day after, I was so excited to do the worm, so excited. I arrived on stage, everybody was there. They said, "Okay, let's start." And I did the best worm in the history of worms.
I'm telling you, I believe that. I saw it. It's on camera. It's there.
No, you didn't see it.
Oh.
You know why?
Why?
Because after I did that and I had all the blood on my knees, the director said, "Okay, that was a good rehearsal. Now let's shoot it." Okay? This is what happened in my life. So what's in the show? It's actually after.
Uh-huh.
And I had bloody knees. And so I couldn't be a proper worm.
That's commitment. Listen, I'm telling you, it so served the moments as it needed to do.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I hope so.
And we'll be right back right after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Sabrina Impacciatore.
Like you've been doing this for a while, and I mean, is this a different lane of comedy for you? Were you comfortable in this outside of the language barrier, I guess? Like how was the rest of it, the comedy aspect for you?
So I have to be honest, I was born as a comedian in Italy. I was very, very young. I didn't know that I was able to be a comedian. Some directors told me you have a huge comedy talent, but I had no idea what were they talking about, completely no idea. But for many years, I've been working as a comedian, writing my own sketches and inventing characters. So I think somehow the paper was like the right thing at this point of my life. And so it felt also, I have to say, very natural, very, very natural. Everything was happening apart from the language barrier. Then once I told to myself, Sabrina, just go wild, just go wild. I went wild and it worked somehow. And Greg and Michael, they were so happy. They were giving me so much freedom, so much trust. They trusted me. I couldn't believe they trusted me. I think that I would love to do some drama because I'm also a very dramatic person in life. I think the sense of comedy is born from a deep sense of tragedy.
Okay. Yeah, well, right. I mean, that's the two faces, right? That's
exactly.
Well, it's so interesting then because, I mean, I've heard a little bit about your audition when you were talking with Jen and Angela on their podcast and everything. But the actual cast and then this character, it does feel so fully formed. Did you all create it as you went? Is it anywhere close to what they had maybe at the beginning? Do you know?
Allora, I think that the first huge inspiration, I had it from the sides because they sent me 11 pages of monologues.
It's crazy.
For the audition. It was so crazy that I didn't remember not even one line during the audition. It was too much. And I only had 24 hours to learn everything and, you know.
On a plane on top of that.
On a plane. On top of flying and being really unsettled. And so that was the first inspiration, but that was a very, very strong key. When I am inspired, I wake up in the nighttime with ideas. And so it was like a tornado of things. And Greg and Michael, they asked me for things. Day one, when they were like very tricky because they told me, Sabrina, today is just a test for camera, for makeup and hair. I said, okay, as day one, I can deal with this. I arrived on set with makeup and hair, and they said, okay, sit there. That's your office. Sit there. I sat there like a little kid, very excited. And then Greg sat on the right side and Michael on the left side, and they started to shoot many questions like, 100 questions to Esmeralda. And I had no idea. And I had to survive exactly like Esmeralda does. And I started to answer many bullshit, lot of bullshit. But they were having so much fun. They were laughing. They were laughing. So I felt encouraged to be even more silly. And this is how Esmeralda was born, in front of us. In front of us. Thanks to their input and then it was a really big work in process, in progress, sorry. And so it started from because I thought, I think that secretly Esmeralda would like to become a star. So let's start with her that can remember the idea of a star from the 50s, like a Gilda. And so her nails as a weapon, like she's manipulative, she's going to use every gun she has to manipulate people. And so that was like the little start. But then every day by day, the character was growing. Mm-hmm. And I really felt that when you work with geniuses, you can really explore every possibility because you feel that you are in the safest hands. And I felt finally, you know, I'm meeting the people of my life.
And we'll be right back right after this. Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Sabrina Impacciatore.
What's so fun watching you all get to that point too. I mean, you're talking about developing the character day by day, but we also get that in a bit over the course of the whole season too, which happens with any show. I mean, the more time you spend with each other, I mean, I think you can see that in the original series with The Office, you know, just to see you all do that. But I love that you're saying that because as you've said before, it's like, she's all about survival by any means necessary and knowing that it was born from that moment, you know, but I love that from any means necessary, she will survive. Like, what a great jumping off point to have with any character.
Yes. To be honest, it's very refreshing also to be, because I found that this very good reason, no? Surviving. So how can you blame her? If she's nasty, if she's bossy, if she's manipulative, if she's a monster, she's horrible. I proposed that to them. I said, guys, is it okay if I put an element of innocence in her? There must be something like little kid. They can be super nasty. They can be very manipulative, but they are kids. They are innocent. Mm-hmm. And so I think that somehow this gives something that everybody can recognize in people, this quality of being bad and nice at the same time and be nasty, but with a good reason to be. And it's refreshing.
And not that she reminds me of Michael Scott, but that innocence, that was one of his, that character's big traits as well.
You are, you know, so right.
Did you all, I mean, again, you're coming from a universe. Was that ever part of the conversation about the feel or any kind of connection to the original?
Never.
Never.
Never, ever. I think the only connections was that there was Greg there. Mm-hmm. Greg was there. And then all the directors, 10 different directors, were coming from the real office. And then Oscar was there. So we had these references, like this, okay. And it was like create an environment. And then the office was there, guys. The office, that is a big character. And so you just, as an actor, if you are, let's say, good enough, you believe in the situation, you follow the flow, there was a spirit there. You could feel the spirit, you could feel a soul. And so you just go with the flow, you're just tuned, you're tuned. And every day you were creating this bubble that is a parallel life to real life. And it looked so real.
I mean, it's great though, not having that weight, you know, that you have to represent something.
No. Aspetta, Kylie. The weight was there. The weight was always there. It was like, actually, it's like doing squat, you know, you have a big weight. But I use the big weight. Mm. The big weight is giving pressure, but from that good pressure, from that fear, you give your best, I hope.
Yeah, well, again, I've seen the season. I will back you up.
I didn't see the season, so I trust you.
Which is funny too, because as I also remember, you never had seen the original season until all of this, right? Like that's
Aspetta, until the audition.
Right. Like, what a great vantage point. I think that is because it's a different vantage point than I'm sure so many of the other actors had.
Allora, thank you for saying that. Not really, to be honest. I think I had few obstacles. I think I was this little wild horse, let's say pony, let's little pony that had to run through these obstacles. Mm-hmm. And so, but again, when you find, if you have an instinct and you find something that looks like gold powder, gold dust, you just get crazy. It's like to be a child in a candy shop or in a Luna Park, no? It's like, it's almost like somehow I think that at this moment of my life, I was ready to be in this big Luna Park and to be able to enjoy everything and to ride every crazy thing. And it's fascinating. Actually, it's fascinating because it's a way not to get drugs. I don't use drugs because I play actor. Right. If not, I would use, I think, men. So choose acting, no drugs. Choose the paper, not drugs.
I can't think of a better way to wrap this up.
Just fainted. I don't know if you heard the sound. But, so he went like this, slowly, but he did. Sergio, oh, is that okay? Okay.
Seriously.
If he's alive, I'm alive too.
Congratulations on this. I love this season so much. It's been such a pleasure to talk about it. And for that PSA right at the ending, I appreciate that as well. Sabrina, thank you so much.
My thanks to Sabrina. The paper out now on Peacock. Thanks to you for checking out the episode. Hit that subscribe button before you get out of here. You're going to get new interviews just like this one every single week. Spotify, Apple Podcast, NPR, WFPK.org, Consequence, YouTube for the video versions. Anywhere you get your podcast from, you can subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. And please do give the series a rating and leave a review while you're at it. Those always help out so much. After that, you can head over to WFPK.org. That's where I do a show Monday through Friday, starting 6 p.m. Eastern. It's 4 hours of classics from the 80s and 90s, the best in new music, indie, alt, Americana, everything else. In fact, one of my recent shows featured some classics and favorites from Strawberry Alarm Clock, Nirvana, Routine Caffeine, Mary Lou Lord, The Dandy Warhols, U2, Crowded House, Katie Lang, The Beths, Bon Iver, James Bay, Laura Marling, and my interviews with Jack Black, Eduardo Franco from Stranger Things, and Emily Hampshire from Schitt's Creek. You get that when you tune in weeknights starting 6 p.m. Eastern at WFPK.org. Consequence has your music and film news. You can also find me on any of the social media sites. The address is always at Kyle Meredith. Please do like and follow along. That does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time.
Consequence Podcast Network.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply, in-app only.